Hey guys, I hope your summer is going really well. I thought that some of you might have possibly lost the summer reading list and the projects that go along with it. So I wanted to make sure that you had access to those when you got ready to do that. I don't want you to start 8th grade or 9th grade off, depending on who you are. I don't want you to start it off on the wrong foot. So what I did is on the blog, I went ahead and created a new page. And if you look at the top of the blog, you'll see summer reading list, 8th and 9th grade. If you click on that page, you will see three links: one summer reading list for 8th grade, one for 9th grade, and then the summer reading list projects. The projects are the same for both 8th and 9th graders. The only thing different is the books that you would read. Remember, you only have to read one book from the list, and then choose one of the projects to do. I believe you will probably have a couple weeks once school starts to finish the project, but wouldn't it be great if you started the school year off and you already have your project done? Also, if you have any questions about anything that's on the summer reading list or anything that's on the project list, you can go ahead and click reply on the bottom of that page and send me a message, and I will get back to you as soon as I can. Throughout the summer, I don't know if you've been paying attention, but I've kind of been leaving a book review as I get through with certain books that I've been reading, and of course, they're all like young adults, so just keep an eye out on the blog for that this summer. Again, I hope you're having a great summer, and if you were my 8th graders this year, I miss you already, and for those of you that are coming up, I can't wait for the new school year. Talk to you later, Ms. B.